Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith.
For those of you who don't know me, I'm Colin. I know it's confusing, Pastor Colin, another Colin. But you know, there's one way you can tell us apart really, really easily. Okay, it's just in case there is any confusion. I'm not married to Caroline. So if you're thinking, which one's which? The one sitting next to Caroline is the one that's not me. I just want to continue on from those thank you cards, just really briefly. Because, you know, I thought I don't come to church very often. Not because I'm a heretic, but because I'm at J24/7 over at Roffey Place. So I don't know if this goes on much, but I've never heard it. Those orange cards, I just want to say an awesome thank you to our leadership, to Pastor Clive and Pastor Colin and all of the leadership guys, because they are so fantastic. And let's just give them a massive clap. Come on. So I was praying last night, and I was, as you do, and just saying, yeah, Lord, I want tomorrow to be absolutely fantastic and all that kind of stuff. But all I could pray was just thank you so much for Pastor Clive and Pastor Colin and their submission to you, Lord, and their humility and just their fantastic leadership. And yeah, it's just great. I've got to make sure I stick to my notes because I remember one time I was supposed to be teaching on the baptism of the Holy Spirit and ended up talking about the pros and cons of the pedestrianization of Norwich City Centre for an hour and a half. That's an Alan Partridge joke for Ben, but not that I condone Alan Partridge jokes because I'm going off again. Back notes. Where was I? Aha! Right, yeah, I've got to make sure I do this right this time. I was leading the 8 o'clock on Thursday, and in the first 5 minutes, I managed to accidentally, in a joke, but accidentally call the Word of God the Book of Lies. But I was joking, and it's not, and it's truth, and it's fantastic, and I love it. And it's like the time when I was leading a prayer meeting, and I thought this would be funny. So I said, the Lord gave me a vision last night that Kingdom Faith's getting it wrong with the 25-mile radius. At that point, I noticed Pastor Clive winking to the ushers. And I thought, you know, this would be perfect for the punchline because it's a bit of a math joke and I thought it was funny. So, he's saying it's not the 25-mile radius anymore. We need to go bigger. We need to expand the vision. It's the 50-mile diameter. And that was the response I got as well then. I went to... Notes, right. Introducing myself. Normally at J24/7 on a Sunday, I just wanted to give you a bit of my story, really, because there are so many people here that I've seen, but haven't really got an opportunity to know. So I thought, if I tell you my half, then it will save time when I meet you later. I grew up in a non-Christian household with a non-Christian family. My parents were empiricists. They believed in what you could smell, taste, touch, test. You know, they didn't believe in anything of faith, or anything religious, or anything like that. Anything that was not science was wrong. And if you were a Christian, or any other member of any other belief, or anything like that, you were an idiot. And I didn't have time for Christians, because that was the way I was raised. I thought, if you were a Christian, you're not worth my time, because you're an idiot. I'm a Christian now, so don't get offended. And I just never had time. All I knew about Christianity was what I saw on the news. You know, I'd see this Protestant guy's glassed some Catholic girl because of some difference in their faith. Or I've seen about some vicar who's got involved with something that he shouldn't have and is all over the front page of a newspaper. And all I knew about Christianity, as far as I'd seen, was it was hypocritical and there wasn't any love in it. And, you know, but to be honest, I'd never actually heard what Christianity was from a Christian. I'd never asked. I'd never wanted to know. I'd been too proud and too arrogant to ever give anyone the time. Hi. And one day, I was nearly 17 years old. It was about five, six years ago. And I was on my computer in our study at about 9 in the evening on MSN Messenger, which is like past generations, like instant text messaging, but at once. So as you type it, it appears on their screen with a couple of my friends. And we're talking about, I think we're talking about a house party we were going to. So really spiritual conversation. And I got this email about becoming a Buddhist. And I opened it up and I read it. I thought this would be a bit of a laugh. You know, not that I believed in anything like that. And we started talking about all sorts of things to do with religions and different things like that. And they said to me, look, if you want to try a religion, why not try ours? And I thought, oh, here we go again. They're always going on to me about try this, you know, we want to talk to you about our faith, want to invite you to church, and I just never gave them the time of day. But I thought, okay, all right, let's make a challenge out of this. I like a challenge. And I said, all right, I'll be a Christian for a month, for 1 month, and I won't argue. I won't ask, you know, any awkward questions or anything like that. I'll just say, all right, I'll give it a go. And so they took the challenge up and they said, all right, let's give it a shot. And so we started talking about what Christian was. We started talking about who Jesus was and about sin was. And it was amazing because as we were talking, I was thinking, wow, I've never heard any of this stuff before. I've never heard that Christianity is actually all about love and loving people. And it's not about the failures of men, but it's about how great God loves us. It's about boasting about how much he loves us and not about how great we are or what we can do or anything like that. It's about loving God and loving people. And I was really astounded and gobsmacked because I'd never heard that before. So anyway, we're talking and I was getting really challenged. Excuse me. Mountain spring. And I've got the T-shirt as well. Yeah, we were talking about that, and I found it really challenged. And it got to about 3 o'clock in the morning, and I just found myself thinking, like, how have I never heard this before? How have I been so proud and so arrogant and just told people where they can go when they tried to tell me about Jesus and never listened, never once, because this is absolutely amazing. And they started talking about prayer, and I always thought prayer was like this. Our Father, who art in heaven, or exalt the joy of the Lord in our hearts forever. Amen. And there's nothing wrong with any of those things, but it's about the heart, isn't it? And yeah, they said that prayer is really just about expressing your heart to God. And so I said, okay, so how about this? A good prayer might be, Lord, I ask that you help me live a good life. And they said, yeah, why not try it? So I put my head like this, like we did in primary school, and I said, Lord. And at that moment, that second, it was like God himself was just waiting. You know, I found out later, ages later, the Bible says, believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and you shall be saved. And I literally, that was all I said. I said, Lord. And at that second, God, who'd been waiting for years and years and years for me just to give him a chance, just went, now. And like this thing just hit me in the stomach. I physically felt this power just hit me in the stomach. And not in a painful way, but like a poof. And I was doubled over and I felt this stuff, like it was like electricity, like electric jelly, just being like flowing down my legs and up my chest and down my arms into my head. And I was just shaking all over. But I wasn't scared or apprehensive or worried or weirded out because it felt like the most natural, wonderful, just glorious thing I'd ever experienced. I just felt absolutely consumed with love and happiness and just no fear and no pain. And I was just absolutely overwhelmed by this thing. And I didn't know what it was. All I said was, Lord. I thought, that's never happened before when I've said that. Wow. And I was there for about 10 minutes, just sat shaking, just absolutely, I found out later another thing that says in the Bible, that out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. I'd never read this book before. Never. This is my Read at Home Mission Bible. That's why it's a bit falling apart. I'd never read that before, and yet I felt this like living electricity, this water just flowing out of me, out of my belly and down my legs. You know, what it says in here is true. Whether we've ever experienced it before or not, we can experience everything in this book. And I was there for 10 minutes, and my friend thought I was dead Because he's like, where are you? What's happened? Where have you gone? And he thought, maybe I've been raptured or something. I thought, what have I been doing wrong all these years? And I just said, I think I've just met God. And this is where his faith was at. He goes, you're pulling my leg. And I said, no, really, I think I've just met God. That was amazing. And he said, oh, yeah, that happens all the time. Why didn't anyone tell me? Because I had never listened. I'd never made the choice to say, all right, I'll actually, you know, be a friend to you and listen to you for 5 minutes. They'd always been friends to me. They'd never given up on me. But, you know, I just ignored them. But I made a choice to just listen. And that was all it took. And I was suddenly like, wow, I wish I'd done this sooner. Guys, have we got a video ready? Yeah? Okay, before we start that, I just want to talk to you a bit about choices. Every person from J24/7, every person below about this height, do you want to come down the front? Because we're going to do a quick game. J24/7, so you don't feel left out. So parents, send your children down the front. Can you kind of congregate in the middle here? Just there. Perfect. Can I have a disgruntled parent? A loving parent, please. Children haven't come down yet. Volunteer a mum or dad. Just need one. You can volunteer yourselves. Anyone. It'll be fine. Because in this game, there are consequences. So, if I just, excuse me, right? Excuse me. Perfect. Wonderful. Have we got a parent? Parent? Anyone? Oh, it's okay. I don't mind. Okay. Now, if you all want to gather to the middle here, gather to the middle. It's in a big group. Wonderful. Nabil, have you got some surprises as well? Perfect. Do you want to bring them to the front? No one wants to use this. I couldn't wait to use this. Oh, you can't, Josh. I know you would. I would run for my life if you had it. Perfect, Claire. Lovely. I was just telling her that it's acidic and burns. No, I'm joking. Have you got the video there? Okay, guys. We're about to do a game called Baby Left, Baby Right. Have you ever heard of it before? Anyone ever heard of it before? This would be a surprise. This is Shelley's, oh, beautiful nephew. Jake or Josh, I've forgotten, I'm really sorry. Jake. And basically, babies can't sit up very well on their own, so they fall over, left or right. So what you've got to do is make the choice. Do you think the baby's going to fall to the left or to the right? Okay, so as soon as the video starts, I want you to run to either side. And guess what's going to happen if you're wrong? Okay, are you ready? Can we play the video? Okay, go, 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 run. Which side do you think he's going to go? Choose one. No babies were harmed during the making of this video. Oh! Which side's that? Right! Congratulations. So Claire, they're all correct. They got it. Wait. Yeah, they're all right. So these guys. Nabil, if you would like to pass out just a couple, you'll all get a chance. It's okay. All right, everyone, back to the middle. Round two. All right, adults, you can join in the other one. Hands in the air. Okay, I want you to point in the direction that you think they're going to go. Guess what happens if you're wrong? Okay, guys, are you ready for the next clip? As soon as it starts, you've got to run. Ready? Ready? Play that clip. Go, run, 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 run. Choose your side, choose your side. From the middle, you lose. Oh! He went left. I think some of you actually watch which way he went first. Claire, there's one over here. Get her. Get her. Get her. No, don't, Claire. Don't, no, Claire. I'll clear it up later, I promise. We're not cruel. Okay, everyone, back to the middle. Well, a couple more tries to get right. We ready for the next one? Okay, guys, get ready. Watch the screen. Play that clip. Go, go, choose your side, choose your side. Oh, which way is he going to go? Everyone pointing, which way is he going to go? Oh! He went right. All you people on the left. Claire, where are you? Is Claire been attacked? Get him. That's it. Okay, last time, guys. Do you want to get back to the middle? All right. Last time, then. It's the last opportunity. Ready? Be watching the screen. Play the clip. Go, 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 go. Choose your side. Choose your side. Oh! Oh, look at this. Rachel Larkham, get back over there. That was an appalling example. They vote. Okay, hands up. Who got it right? Right, Claire, everyone without their hands up. Oh, you're in trouble now. That was the pastor's wife. Oh. Fantastic, guys. Thank you for that. That was a demonstration on choices. Now, guys, you can stay up here if you like. I need some helpers really quickly. Ollie, would you like to be David?
Yeah.
Who would like to be Saul?
Me.
Toby, your hand was up first. Okay. Right, now we're going to need some of David's mighty men. You people on the left. You look perfect. You look like mighty men. Give me a... Suit yourselves. Over here, you guys, you are Saul's army. So I want to see you putting your armor on, drawing your bows. Perfect. Now, just a really quick kind of life story of David and Saul. David played in Saul's court. He played the electric lyre. It's a bit like this. No, a bit more. Give us a... Yep. David's Pete Norman's idol. He told me once. Not he's an idolater. And he was a mighty man of God. And he killed Goliath. And everyone loved him for it. And there was this song, I want you guys to help out. It goes, Saul has killed thousands, but David's killed tens of thousands. But I think it probably sounded like, Saul has killed thousands, David's killed 10,000s. Like that. So, are you ready? Here's your, la la la, that's an A. Ready? Saul has killed thousands, David's killed 10,000s. Oh, you're getting into it. Saul, how does that make you feel?
I want to kill him.
That's exactly right. So David, servant and humble helper servant to Saul, you want to run away because he's going to try and kill you. So take your mighty men and let's go this way. Come on. If I had some Benny Hill, we'd be playing now. Right, so let's go around this way. We're to Saul, you need to follow us with your men because you need to try and catch them. But don't quite catch them because it will ruin the story. Go around this way. So we're heading for, is it the cave of Adullam? I've not got my Bible now. What have I done? So we're heading for a cave. So we're going to go hide. Saul's men started to get a bit tired. So they took a shortcut. Saul's men go that way. That way. That way. David's men, they didn't get tired, so they kept running. And Saul's men, you can stop at the front there. And David's men ran right up here in the cave. What'd you say in a cave? Now, from all that running and horse riding, Saul needed to visit the cave. So Saul, excuse me, I feel like I'm talking this way and not this way and this way. It's because I went on that bungee thing yesterday at the fun day. And I ran right to the end and then Niall Newman was stood there and he goes, jump, it will be funny. And I thought, can't argue with that. Jumped and turned as I went. I'm not sure who to sue, Niall or the bungee company for the whiplash as I flew along to the end and then kind of landed on my neck. I don't know where my head was. So it's a little uncomfortable today, but it's all part of the fun. Niall. You're lucky you're not here. Oh, you are here! Okay, so Saul killed one of David's men. So Saul, you're coming up here to the cave. And just stand behind the pulpit here. Just face this way. There. Now, use your imaginations. David comes up behind Saul, and all of his men are saying, "Kill him, get him, this is your chance. Exactly like that. And you know, David came up behind Saul and he thought, you know, this is the day the Lord has said he'll hand Saul over into my hands and I could kill him. So he's there. Claire, what have you done with that silly string? Oh well, we'll just pretend. So ready, he's right behind him. Saul's not noticed. He's busy. And David's about, and then he thinks, no. This man is, don't read my notes. You don't know what I've written about you in there. And this man is the king, the man that God has chosen. I'm going to make a choice. I'm not going to kill him because I need to do what God says is right. So even though David could have just jerk of the arm, he could have said, oh, it's just a twitch. He could have got away with it. Don't read that either. He didn't. Even though he could have taken the kingdom, he could have been king there and then, could have taken all of the riches and everything that went with it, he decided, no, I'm going to go with what God has said. What are you going to do?
Not kill him.
That's exactly right. So he actually just took a little bit of his robe. Saul didn't even notice. It's probably, you know. Okay, perfect, thanks. That's me never allowed up here again. And so he took his bit of robe and that's going to leave a mark. And he said, Nature Spring, also an effective bleaching agent. They took the robe and they said, look, I've not killed you, I've honoured you. Wave your bit of shirt. Saul was pretty mad now. He was, oh man, he could have killed me and I now kind of owe him my life. And there's all sorts of, it was a tough choice for David to say, I'm not going to just go along with what everybody's saying. All my men are saying, go on, kill him. This is the day the Lord said. He said, no, I'm going to do what God has said and I'm going to honor the king. Thank you very much, guys. You've been a wonderful teaching aid. You can go sit down. Let's give him a clap. Nathan, thank you. Don't kick that over again. Worryingly like Saul. Let's move him away quickly. Come on, Nathan. That's it. There's Daddy. Nathan is brilliant. Love Nathan. Yeah, choices. Stick to the notes, Colin. Stick to the notes. I should have been doing that up to this point, shouldn't I? Yeah, that was a hard choice for David. But I just want to say, if there was anybody here who was like me, who had never heard of the choice that you can make for Jesus, let me make it an easy one for you. Because I'd never heard this, and I really wish I had. So this is simple, really easy, okay? I want you to imagine something. Imagine that we had a super police force in this nation, like X-ray vision, fly, super strength, laser eyes, that kind of thing. Maybe not the laser eyes. And they knew every time you broke the law, whether it was lending your book, which is actually a breach of copyright law, to a friend or something like that, or, you know, something that's never, ever enforced, but, you know, is technically the law, that you would get arrested and you would go to court. So let's use the example. You're in Sainsbury's and you're pushing your cart around and you go, grapes. I like grapes. And suddenly, alarms go, sirens, and like 50 flying policemen come and take you to court. And you're stood, but it's, even though it's just the littlest thing, it's just the silliest thing. You are stood before the judge, and judge says, yeah, the laws have been changing recently, and we've been given more freedom and things like that. So that's the death penalty. Yeah, one grape, death penalty. Lending your book, death penalty. It was the death penalty for everything. Murder, stealing, even a grape, anything. Doesn't matter how big or small, it was death penalty. And you're thinking, Probably a noise like that. But then this guy comes in. There's a jury of your peers. They're all stood there, and you're condemned. You are, by the law, you must die. And then this guy comes in, and he says, wait. Legally, this guy has to die. Because, I mean, imagine if we just let him go. Sainsbury's would be outraged. Sainsbury's would be like, no, they stole a grape. They should die. You couldn't just let him go, could you? I mean, every person in Sainsbury's would be so upset. So they needed to die. But this guy says, okay, we can't let him go. I'll tell you what. Let me go in his place. It doesn't matter whether it's the biggest thing or the littlest thing. Let me go in his place. And you can kill me. You can take the death penalty out on me. And then let him go free. That way Sainsbury's have satisfied that. I probably shouldn't be using the word Sainsbury's. This unidentified supermarket, their bloodlust has been satisfied. And everyone's happy. And I'll take the punishment, and I'm happy to do that. Because, you know, I love this guy. And I'll give my life for him. Even if it's the tiniest thing. Or if it's the biggest thing, it doesn't matter. And that's kind of what we're like. I know it's a really silly example. But just hopefully that's something you can visualize. Because, you know, we have all of us done something wrong in our lives at some point. If you've not, you can leave now. Oh, no one. Everybody, myself included, have done something wrong in our lives. And that means that we can't be with God. Because God is perfect. He's like all power. He's like, if I want to be at one with God in the state where I'm imperfect, I'm going to die. It's like saying, I want to be at one with the power of electricity. It's not going to happen. Okay? Because what is not pure cannot dwell with what is. If I stuck my fingers in a socket, I'm not going to be at one with electricity. I'm going to be at one with morgue. So God says, all right, I'll make you pure. Because I really, really want you to know me and know how much I love you and all the great stuff I've got for you. You know, God has got for us healing. That means no sickness, no sickness whatsoever. He's got for us perfect joy. That means never being sad. He's got for us perfect confidence. That means never being scared, fearful about anything. He's got for us so much, and he's just longing to give it to us, and he wants to know us. But he can't if we're impure, if we're imperfect. So that's where Jesus comes in. He says, Jesus is the guy who stands and goes, I'll take the death penalty. I'll take everything, all the impurities, all of their times they've broken the law, everything like that, I'll take it on me so that they can go and be with what is pure. They can be with God. All right? That's us. This is simple. The Bible calls this the gospel or the good news. Simple good news. That Jesus has taken away every wrong we've ever done and made us pure so we can be with God. But it is our choice whether or not we follow it. Can we have the band up? I want to give everybody here a choice this morning, because I wish somebody had given me a choice before, or made me, you know, take notice of the fact that I have a choice. And just something nice. Chad's brilliant. I love Chad. And this is all bells and whistles. But you know what? If I remember the first time I went to a church. And this guy was at the front. He was saying about Jesus living with you every step of the way, every minute of your life. And I felt like every eye in the whole church was just burning a hole in the back of my head going, unbeliever. And this guy said, if you want this, if you want to follow Jesus, if you want him to take away all of your guilt, all of your shame, everything you've ever done wrong, then you just pray this prayer. And I just felt like, oh, need the loo. So this is just, you know, to make this easy. Can we all stand up? I heard a fantastic quote last week. It said, people are the same. Everywhere you go, cultures change, but people are the same. So I think that's right. I think everyone here is probably the same as I was, the same as I am. That we all just want to know what we're living for. We want to be right with God. We want to just want to have fullness of life. We don't want to live less than that. So I want to just give us a chance here to make a choice. All of us, not whether you've just never done this before, but every one of us, to make a choice, say, yeah, I'm going to believe that simple gospel. I'm going to follow that. And I'm not going to forget it. I'm not going to forget what Jesus has done in making me right with God. So we're going to pray strong. And if you've never prayed this before, I just want you to just say sorry to God for all the stuff he's done, because he longs to take it away. And then just say, I just want to give you my life. It's just something that's where it was on your heart. You know, I didn't give my life to Jesus through some long prayer. I just said, Lord, and that was enough. So whatever's on your heart, you know, God will give you the words to say. But every one of us, and we're going to pray strong, okay? Because this isn't some wimpy thing. I'm going to pray strong and thank Jesus for what he's done for me. So let's just do that now, all right? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have taken everything that I've ever done wrong and you've forgotten it. You've wiped the slate clean. You've forgotten everything like it never existed. That when Father, you look at me, you see me through Jesus. That you see me as you see Jesus. You see me as clean, as pure, as holy, as set apart for you. Thank you, Jesus, that I can see myself through you. I can see myself without any trace of shame or guilt or sickness or anything else. And I receive it right now, Lord, everything you want to give to me. And Jesus, would you help me to believe every word you've said over my life? And I thank you. Thank you, Lord. You've made me right with you. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Let's just give him a great big thank you, Lord.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith, and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.